More people fall victim to terror attacks in Iraq. A fresh car bomb explosion has rocked the town of Dujail in the country's north. Security officials say at least 10 people have been killed in that blast, which occurred outside a Shia mosque. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the explosion. Separate, similar attacks have left scores of people dead since Thursday. Iraq has been rocked by terrorist attacks over the past months, which have mostly targeted Shia Muslims. Authorities see the attacks as part of a plot to foment sectarian strife in the country. Zaid Alisa is a Middle East expert joining us from London to give us his thoughts on. Zaid Alisa, tell us, based on some analysis on this, it is Saudi Arabia and al-Ghad is Iraq, who is exercising what has been now a couple months of some of the worst terrorist attacks and deaths that Iraq has witnessed. So if that is the case, do you agree? And how far is Saudi Arabia willing to go through al-Ghad, for example, in undermining the Maliki government?
Well, it is absolutely clear and indisputable that the Al-Qaeda in Iraq, helped by and supported by the remnants of the Ba'athists and the Saddamis who are carrying out those attacks. The Al-Qaeda in Iraq has been dramatically bolstered. It has gained ground in terms of its power, prowess and influence in Iraq, and that is all because of the arming, funding and salaries paid and logistical support given by Saudi Arabia mainly and Qatar to Jabhat al-Nusra, which is part and parcel of Al-Qaeda. Now, Jabhat al-Nusra is in Syria. It is another Wahhabi Salafi group, which is, as the Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the criminal of the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, has said clearly that Jabhat al-Nusra is nothing but merely an extension, and its head, al-Julani, is simply a foot soldier of Al-Qaeda. All that funding, all that logistical support, all that arming has actually went to Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and that's why we see a dramatic surge in its ability. And we also can say that the protests which have been going on in western Iraq, in Anbar, despite the major concessions given by the government, and they're adamantly refusing and stubbornly refusing to negotiate with the government, refusing to allow anyone else to negotiate on their behalf. Added to all that is the fiery, explosive, and virulent antagonistic rhetoric by the speeches made by the hardline extremist Salafi Wahhabi preachers in those protests, who have been given the Al-Qaeda an ability, an extra ability to recruit and to actually reactivate the sanctuaries and safe havens in the Anbar provinces. All that has been backed up by the Saudis, who are interested now and desperately need to see a sectarian war in both Iraq and also in Syria. They need to see that because the popular uprising in Saudi Arabia have surmounted the biggest defense of the Saudi regime, which is the sectarian divisions. The Saudi regime has been ramping up the sectarian rhetoric and ratcheting up the sectarian strife in the region because it desperately needs to prove to its own people that it is not only the guardian and the defender of Sunni Islam, although we know fully well and everybody knows that the Saudi regime adheres to the Wahhabi Salafi version of Islam, which is the most extreme backward version of Islam, and it is propped up by the Wahhabi Salafi establishments in Saudi Arabia, where all the fatwas that are used by the Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups emanate from Saudi Arabia by governmental Wahhabi Salafi clerics. So the Saudis want to prove to them, to their people, that it is still the guardian and protector of Sunni Islam, in order to stave off the internal popular uprising and to tell their people that it is engaged in confronting and combating an existential major threat coming from the Shias and particularly from the Islamic Republic of Iran, in order to make it very difficult and extremely hard for their people to stand up and defy the regime. And that's why we see a dramatic surge in violence in Iraq, particularly targeting the overwhelming majority of people in Iraq, in order to inflict maximum damage and against the Shia population, which form the bulk of the and the majority in Iraq. So that's why we see an increase in the targeting of the Shia, in order to discredit, derail, and destabilize Iraq and weaken its government in order to dismantle the entire fledgling democracy in Iraq, which the Saudis has seen as a major existential threat in front of their people who are desperate for democracy.
Thank you very much for that in-depth look. Zayed Alisa, Middle East expert there from London.
Thank
it's good
you.
To talk to you.